invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to start things out here tonight with an update with our friend of the show, guest Barry Cooper. He is back with us. We had him on about 2 weeks back to give us, an update as to what he's been up to in his life with, of course, Never Get Busted and Never Get Raided, his two DVD videos that you can get over at NeverGetBusted.com, but also his more recent project of Cop Busters, doing the second episode of Cop Busters recently, setting up a corrupt cop in a little town in Texas with the opportunity to snag some cash from a bag that looked as though it had been placed somewhere by a drug addict. It had a fake crack pipe in it, a drug ledger, and some cash, and some other detritus. Cop came in, swooped in, grabbed the bag, emptied out the stuff, took the cash, took the crack pipe, threw the bag away, and they caught it all on video. And Barry Cooper is with us from NeverGetBusted.com. You caught this cop red-handed, and it looks like the cops decided to give you a little bit of payback. Barry, the first thing they did was they came and raided your home while you weren't there. I believe your wife Candy was home at the time. Am I correct so far in my retelling of the story?
Everything is perfect except the last part. We did catch that cop in a felony stealing drug money. But I was actually outside during the raid. My 13-year-old daughter and I were headed to the University of Texas to give a speech, and they pulled us over, affected the arrest, and then brought us back to the house to let us watch the raid on Candy and my 8-year-old son, and we didn't have any way of warning her what was about to happen.
So they stole your stuff. They took all your video equipment. They took your tapes. They took whatever it is you had in there, your computers. And, of course, all of this was based on a warrant to essentially arrest you for – what was the charge?
It was false, misdemeanor, false report to a peace officer. And we've not been able to find anybody that's been raided on a misdemeanor yet. I'm sure it's happened. But it's very, very rare. So they got a warrant for my arrest for false report to a peace officer claiming I called in the suspicious bag. Their own affidavit says an unidentified caller called in and they heard my voice in the background. But it's not a false report to a peace officer in Texas if you're telling the truth. And our phone call to them was that there was a suspicious bag at the car wash, and there was. So We feel confident we'll beat that in court, but it's just the suffering of the raid and all that that we're having to go through now.
And then they took it to the next level because they also found a marijuana, I guess, roach or one or two marijuana roaches in your home. And, of course, you've admitted publicly that you are somebody who uses cannabis for recreational purposes. And that
medicinal, too. It's for psychological reasons.
And that your family is fine, that you're a cannabis family, and there's nothing to be ashamed of about that, as millions of families around this country are. But unfortunately, they targeted you for that as well, and now they've stolen your son, or stepson, Candy's son. Is that right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I expressed to America how pot switched me from an alcohol family like I was raised in, where there's fighting and screaming, over to a cannabis family where everything's peaceful and loving. And, yeah, there were a few roaches in the house here in Travis County, which is Austin, Texas. That's usually just a ticketable offense. But they charged Candy and I both with that and put us in jail. And when the misdemeanor raid backfired in their face and they realized we were suing them for $40 million, the Williamson County sergeant, who was head of narcotics that did all of this, he got CPS involved. And I'm reading directly from his papers. He says, encourage the use of drugs by kids and publicly admit to allowing the children in the home to smoke drugs, which is a lie.
I've never heard you encourage kids to.
I haven't heard that. Never heard that.
No, I never encourage that. In fact, what I explain to teenagers, because there's hundreds of thousands of teenagers that smoke marijuana, and if they've heard me say, and I teach that do not smoke marijuana to get through feelings in life. Because if you start out as a teenager smoking pot every day and you don't learn how to deal with anger and all these feelings that humans go through, you actually become emotionally retarded. By the time you're 25, if you stayed high your whole time, you never learn how to deal with emotional issues in life.
So what? So they came and they grabbed your, your son. What was that like? What happened?
It was horrible because, what was happening is Williamson County was trying to get a charge filed on us in Texas called endangering a child, which is a felony. So they called Child Protective Services, and Child Protective Services cleared us. They even went to the district attorney in Travis County, and the district attorney said, the kids look safe to me, no problem. But while that was taking place, Zach, my son that I've raised for 6 years since he was 2 years old, he's on a four-year-old level. He has cerebral palsy, and he's almost deaf. He's Candy's son. Well, we were all friends with Zach's father in East Texas, we thought. And when we sent Zach for spring break vacation, he took advantage of all of this and filed temporary restraining orders where we can't see Zach. And, you know, I called David, the father, and I said, man, I thought we were friends. And he said, we never were friends. I've been planning this the whole time. So it was ultimate betrayal.
So this guy, and I was looking at your the email that you'd sent out of the story that was linked to it from NeverGetBusted.com. This ex-husband, I guess, or ex-boyfriend, whoever he is, of Candy's, is essentially, like you're saying, was setting you up, and he's claiming to be all high and mighty, but yet you point out that you smoked pot with this. He's basically trying to look down his nose at you and to say, well, Barry's a bad father because he's got pot in his house. But you said you smoked pot with this guy within the last 8 months.
That's correct, and I've smoked pot with him at least 10 times. The last time I smoked pot with him, he was at my house here in Austin, and his son, which is my stepson, those kids were all at the park, of course, because we don't smoke around the kids. But what's interesting is David, Zach's father, went and hired the lawyer that we had sued 3 years ago for $10 million because he triggered an illegal raid on our house during another custody battle. So, it was like they put stuff in the papers. I'm reading directly from the papers here, and we've got to go answer these charges Tuesday in East Texas. It says the respondent, Candace Joy Cooper, and her present husband, Barry Cooper, are self-proclaimed national recognized marijuana legalization proponents, and they sell and distribute products to teach people on how to buy, use, and cultivate cannabis. Then they go on to say the children are regularly told that illicit drugs such as cannabis are not harmful and that it is, in fact, okay to use drugs. Now, here's the part. This is the affidavit that he signed his name to that we have to go defend. He says Barry Cooper tells the world as often as he can that his parents lied to him about narcotics, the public school system lied to him about narcotics, and the church lied to him about narcotics, mm-hmm. and that everything he had been taught growing up about narcotics is false and is a lie. Well, that's absolutely true. That is what happened to me. That's not endangering a kid in any way. In fact, like I said, CPS came into our home, interviewed all of our children, and they cleared us.
That's unusual, by the way, that CPS would be so easygoing. Normally, we've heard some horror stories about the way CPS has treated some people, so I guess you're fortunate to have had that happen, Barry. So this continues on. Your son is out of the house at this time. I guess there's a chance you could get him back, and I guess you'll know more next week. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll know Tuesday if we win the temporary restraining order. If we win, we take him home.
All right.
If we lose, then we have another court battle here in Austin. And let me say this. Candy never cries. I've seen her cry 5 times in the 7 years I've been married to her, and she's been crying every day.
This is all retaliation,
and it's horrible.
Barry, thanks for the update here tonight. We'll keep our listeners in the loop, and, of course, I'm sure you'll be sending out email updates. People can go and help you out with your defense fund over at NeverGetBusted.com. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Ian.
Right,
we love
talk
you guys.
Again. See you. Thanks, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got various different ways for you to listen to the show. Listen lines are available if you've got a phone that can dial long distance. You can listen to Free Talk Live any old time of the day or night. Of course, we've got live streams on our website as well, broadband version and dial-up version, plus webcam during the live show. And you can get it all for free over at listen.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching your child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty. I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children that I read to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple, graceful rhymes and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it any child's favorite.
Get those marbles out of your mouth.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. Go to freemarketunderdog.com and see some samples and order today. 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. It's Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. Ian, I've got a copy sitting right here. I showed it to you.
Yeah,
it
is a great book.
Yeah, it really is a great book, and I do recommend it for your little one.
1-800-259-9231. William Gregg over at the Lou Rockwell blog, who unfortunately was not able to make it to the Liberty Forum. I guess something came up for him this year, which is a bummer because I was looking forward to seeing him speak. But nonetheless, I still enjoy his posts over at Lou Rockwell because he is the man when it comes to keeping an eye on the police state.
Him and Radley Balco.
Yeah, Radley Balco's up there too. When the victim of a criminal assault dials 911 for help, what happens if police are the assailants? Chicago residents Matthew Clark, a PhD lecturer at the University of Chicago, and Gregory Malandruco, who is finishing his PhD, can answer that question. The cops who respond to the call will eagerly join the fray on the side of the attackers. After finishing a meal at a Mexican restaurant last February, Clark and Malandruco were suddenly shoved out of the way by a large, aggressive male. The assailant was offended that Malandruco had taken a moment to put on his coat. I presume that meant that he stood in his way while he was getting his coat put on. When Clark and Malandruco exited the restaurant, they were accosted by the same ill-tempered lout and two of his associates, one male, one female, who cursed and threatened them. They would later learn that these three truculent people who took inconsolable offense over a momentary delay at the cash register were off-duty undercover police officers. Puzzled by the hostility, Clark and Malandruco tried to defuse the situation peacefully. Clark told them, "We don't want any trouble. Let's just shake hands and calm down and everybody will go home. No problem." By way of reply, one of the antagonists punched Clark repeatedly in the face and threw him to the ground.
Good Lord.
An assault captured by a local security camera. As I was laying down and getting punched, this woman that was with them is telling me, "Quit resisting. They're cops. They're going to beat you," Clark later recalled. This was not a demand that Clark submit to an arrest,
Submit to getting beaten.
Right, which in this case would have been a simple abduction. Rather, it was a candid statement of criminal intentions, coupled with a demand that the victim simply remain still and passively absorb whatever abuse the aggressor saw fit to inflict on him. When Malandruco tried to intervene, he was beaten as well. This divided the assailant's attention long enough to permit Clark to dial 911, which, as is almost always the case, made matters considerably worse. At least three uniformed officers arrived in marked cars. Clark, who by this time was bleeding profusely from his face, begged the uniformed cops to help. They were eager to lend a hand, that is, a fist, as well as a knee and foot, to the perpetrators. As summarized in a lawsuit filed by the victims, one of the officers, quote, "switched places with the plainclothes officer who was on top of Mr. Malandruco, holding him down and striking him in the process," end quote. Another kicked and kneed the prone, bleeding, and helpless man. After Malandruco was left unconscious, the uniformed police turned their attention to Clark. "They took a look at me," Clark recounted to a local CBS affiliate, and said, "I was covered in blood. I said, 'Please help me. Are you going to do anything to these guys? Are you going to help us?' They said, 'We're not going to do anything to these guys. You need to go home and forget about it.' And they left the scene." In a sense, Clark and Malandruco, both of whom had been beaten unconscious, were fortunate, since neither was arrested and charged with aggravated assault and resisting arrest.
Yeah, usually that's what happens. The police, their knuckles bloodied after pummeling innocent people in situations like this, will then charge them.
Which is what usually
happens.
For assaulting
their knuckles.
Yep, which is what usually happens when an innocent citizen uses his face to assault the sanctified fists of a police officer. Rosa Torres, manager of the restaurant where the assault took place, told both police investigators and the local CBS affiliate that nothing happened inside the restaurant to provoke or precipitate the incident. The absence of charges against the victims in this incident underscores the fact that this was an undisguised act of criminal violence carried out by a wolf pack of tax-subsidized street criminals.
Good Lord. You know, there are people listening right now that they probably haven't heard as many stories as we've heard of situations like this.
They're shocked. Appalled.
Well, they think we're lying. They think that Will Gregg is lying. They can't believe it for a second.
They got video evidence.
You know, and the first 10 times you hear this, you won't believe it. If you were raised like I was raised by the, sort of upper middle class Republican family, you don't believe that the cops do this to people. And I'm sure these PhD, some police, the cops, I guess I'm generalizing, really, it's some police officers will abuse their badge in this fashion, and unfortunately it's far too many, and the incentives are not in place for them not to do it. When these uniformed officers showed up, they should have put these other people in handcuffs, or at least said, go away, stop doing this, guys, they've had enough, they're bleeding from every limb, stop. And they didn't. They just helped. And if you're not used to this, if you're not used to this, you don't have any idea what it's like. And you're going to deny it. No, this is not what I pay my money for. This is not America. I don't believe it. Your mind will do all kinds of gymnastics, somersaults, twists, and cavortions until you do a job like mine, where you sit here night after night, week after week, year after year, and you read these stories again and again and again and again of cops that if they don't beat people, they steal their money, and they are a law unto themselves. They act like the worst kind of gang. Kind of gang that has no expectation that they're going to get caught for anything. And they're mostly right.
That's true. Who will watch the watchers? You think the Internal Affairs Bureau is going to care?
Right. I'm sorry, but I
going to hire a new bureaucracy to watch the other bureaucracies, and that wasn't the problem they had in communist Russia. Was that they kept hiring bureaucrats to look over the other bureaucrats because they all got paid off, they all got corrupted, basically. I mean, how many levels of bureaucracy do you need to create to keep one level in check? It doesn't work because they all get power and they all end up working together. The good old boy system is alive and well, and the thin blue line wraps itself around its members and protects them. They showed up to this scene, and they helped out their buddies. Maybe they jumped to some conclusions because they're their friends, and they figured, well, there's a fight going on. Our friends are fighting. It must be a good reason to jump in on the side of our friends. Even though there were video cameras present, I don't know if I expect these folks are going to win their lawsuit. Maybe they will. Sometimes
it's a rare
happens.
Instance it happens.
Sometimes. But like Will Gregg points out, usually they get hit with charges. Usually they get arrested.
Yep. It's not every day they beat the crap out of a PhD. So, that's not going to go well for them.
We got more coming up here with your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Dial in at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the program, you enjoy Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping there. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how they use them to their advantage. When it comes to the court system, you don't know the rules. Jurisdictionary.com can teach them to you. Teach them to you quickly in a way that you can understand. People assure me that the average eighth grader can grasp it in less than 24 hours. It's created by a lawyer, as a matter of fact, a JD, so it's like a juris doctorate or something like that, and who wants you to be able to protect yourself from other members of his profession. Jurisdictionary.com, I've been taking the course, and I'm really impressed with how easy it makes using the legal system. And it's the place to start, either whether you have your own attorney that you generally use just to know whether or not he's ripping you off, or whether you want to take things to court and represent yourself pro se. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So we just told you a story from LouRockwell.com's blog.
I meant to say use the pull-down FTL when you buy. That way we get credit. Jurisdictionary.com.
Got it. So we were just telling you a story from LouRockwell.com's Will Gregg about the police in Chicago, undercover cops. You know, you can do your best to avoid the police. I mean, you can do whatever you can to drive away from them when you see them on the road, to turn off into a parking lot, to let them pass by you. I mean, there are all kinds of different ways to try to avoid the police, but sometimes you just can't, right? I mean, sometimes you're walking out of a restaurant and they attack you from behind and beat the living crap out of you because you decided to put your coat on and delay their leaving of the restaurant by 20 seconds. I mean, that's what happened in the story that we shared with you. So in some cases, you just can't get away from them. In other cases, you do have the opportunity. In other encounters with the police, there is the chance that you can end the encounter as quickly as possible and get about your life without ending up in handcuffs or in a cage somewhere. And the folks over at StopTheDrugWar.org have, by the way, they put out a new video, which I have not yet seen. I'm going to make a note to take a look at this. Remember the video Busted, Mark, that came out a few years back? A number of years ago.
I think I've still got it sitting up on my shelf.
Me too. It's a very good video. I highly recommend it. But they've come out with a new one, 10 Rules for Dealing with Police. And I haven't gone over it. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to make a note. I'll make sure to see if I can get my hands on it. Meantime, they've actually got an article by John Calvin Jones, a professor of law from American University in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And he has he's written some tips, some rules for dealing with the police. So it's not the same rules as the video. It's a different set of rules by this one guy. So I'm going to share those here since we're talking about the cops and how dangerous they can be. The latest case of a naive marijuana grower comes out of New Jersey, where on March 15th, an appellate court affirmed a ruling from 2007, which denied a motion to suppress evidence, a seizure of a lot of weed from the house of one Brian McGacken. Recent headlines on Slate and other websites emphasized why the police arrived at McGacken's house in the first place. Apparently, he and his girlfriend were loud whilst having sex. So loud that police received an anonymous 911 call. Having the police come to your home because of loud sex could lead to amusing anecdotes down the years, but it's doubtful McGacken is finding anything to laugh about. Instead, we have a scenario where police enter the house, follow McGacken out upstairs without being invited, smell pot, then start asking questions, and, well, we know the rest. Before reviewing the legal arguments and the ultimate ruling of two New Jersey appellate division judges, let me start with the errors of Brian McGacken. According to the opinion as admitted by McGacken, when police arrived at his place to investigate the 911 call, McGacken invited the police into the foyer. Rule number one, if you're growing any plants, much less have any weed in your domicile, do not invite the police inside. I would modify that rule to say, rule number one, don't answer the door. There's no real reason, and this is what Barry Cooper would say.
On a 911 call?
A noise complaint?
A noise complaint.
They're not going to bust into your house because there's a noise complaint.
They may not be. They may be. The complaint may have been, I think someone's being killed. Admittedly, sex can sometimes sound that way, right? Somebody's getting beaten repeatedly in a kind of rhythmic fashion.
I don't know if that gives them the justification to break into somebody's home. Maybe it does. If any of our law enforcement officers are out there listening tonight and they want to dial in on that, I just find it hard to believe that an anonymous tip saying that they heard something awful coming from a home is going to give the police reason to bust in. But nonetheless, if you are determined to speak to the police, rule number one here is a good one. Do not invite the police inside. So if you feel you must talk to them, don't bring them in your home to talk to them. There's no reason for it. Even if you don't smoke pot, even if you aren't, growing marijuana, there's no reason to bring them inside your home. If you must talk to them, step outside your door, close the door behind you. Because if they're in your house, they are going to try to find a reason to arrest you. Maybe it won't be for pot. Maybe you left your gun out on the counter, and that's illegal in the state in which you live. Maybe you have to have your gun locked up in some sort of safe with a trigger lock. You know how these ludicrous laws are. You don't know what all of these laws are. You don't know what all the statutes are. So play it safe. And either don't talk to them in the first place, don't even answer the door, as I would suggest, or at the very least, go outside, close the door behind you. We'll continue, though. So then after McGacken explained, so he invited them inside. After McGacken explained that any reports of screaming were accurate, as then confirmed by his sex partner, police asked McGacken for ID. Rule number two. If you're growing weed in your house, speak to the police as little as possible. And since the Supreme Court ruling in Keibel versus Nevada, unless you live in one of the 20 states that have a law requiring you to identify yourself, which New Jersey does not, and I wouldn't do it anyway, then you don't need to say anything to the police. That is, it's not a crime to refuse to answer or ID yourself.
Yeah.
Remember,
I mean, I'm not driving this house, officer. I'm going back inside now, and I'm not coming back out. Good
Absolutely.
Night.
Which is, again, another reason why to not even talk to them in the first place. Sorry, I don't want your services tonight. We're fine here. If you must speak to them. But the deeper you go with what they are asking you to do, the closer you're getting to getting handcuffs put on you. The further along you go with what they're demanding or what they're asking of you, the closer you're going to a cage. Okay, so unless you live in 26, that is, it's not a crime to refuse to answer ID yourself. Even the appellate court in McGackin's case noted that. Regardless, if you do live in one of those self-ID states, just give your full name, do not lie, and then say nothing more. Because what obligation could you possibly have to have a government identification on you at the time you are in your home? You could make the argument that you should have one when you're driving a car, but no one could make that argument. No one could make that argument about being in your home. By the way, the Supreme Court qualified the issue of ID laws in Hybl, noting that one must identify only when police say they have reason to believe that a person is suspected of committing a crime. If you ask police if you are suspected of a crime and they say no, as was the case with McGackin, not only are you not required to show ID, but you should then apply rule number 3. Always ask the police, am I free to leave? If they say no but are still in your house, tell them to leave, that you do not consent to their presence or search, and get the phone and tell them that you're calling your lawyer. The reason you say you're calling a lawyer is twofold. First, it puts the cops on notice that they should go harass someone else. And second, while they will tell you that that you cannot use your phone, they know that one can always have counsel present while in custody, so you can surely have advice of counsel when you are not in custody. Of course, you don't have to call any real lawyer. Just call your own voicemail and make a recording of the events in a loud voice saying stuff like, the police are in my house, apartment without a warrant, and no probable cause, and they are not invited, and I've asked them to leave. I do not consent to any search, etc. If after all that the police still don't leave, just sit there and be quiet. Remember, this is if you've been foolish enough to let them in your home in the first place. So, like the vampire, letting them in the front door gives them access to your home and, you know, killing you. Well, cops probably aren't going to kill you, but like vampires, letting them in your home will give them access to all kinds of things they need to build a case against you and put you in a cage. This guy's got a few more rules. We'll share those with you here in a moment as to dealing with the police, what not to do if you grow marijuana and the police visit you. But I would say what not to do, period, whether or not you're growing marijuana. More coming up as far as dealing with the police. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed. Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You can get them via email. You can get them via Twitter, via Facebook. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to link into any one of those three or all three of them, whatever works best for you, whatever ways you'd prefer to get the news about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as many of those as you want. We are sharing with you some rules here as far as dealing with the police, as professed by John Calvin Jones from the American University in Bosnia-Herzegovina. He is sharing with us a story with a guy named Brian McGacken, who the police called on him because he was making too much noise while having sex with his girlfriend. The police showed up. He let them in. Rule number one is to not allow the police inside your house. If he hadn't done that, he'd have been all right.
Yeah,
and that's where the problem started, because
this is true with pretty much any government agent. Police, you have to be a little more careful with, because they're much more likely to kick the door in with a gun in their hand or something like that. However, when you're dealing with other government agents, there's no reason to even answer the door. When it comes, I'm not saying you should answer the door for cops. I think that in a lot of cases, you're better off not answering the door. But
we've actually got a law enforcement officer who wants to address that.
Let's hear from him.
Let's talk to Brad Jardis, calling from the road, Louisiana. Brad, driving around. You were in Tennessee last night. You're in Louisiana now, and I know you're heading down toward Mexico, actually. So you'll be keeping us up to date with your travels and your experiences.
I'm running from the law.
On the road. Now, you're a former police officer with over 10 years on duty, so you've got some experience at this. We were debating whether or not one anonymous phone call could lead to the police busting into your home, because I like to say what Barry Cooper has said, and that is there's no reason to even talk to these guys. There's no reason to even answer the door. But is that really the case? What do you have to say to it?
Absolutely. Let me give you an example, as I have kicked in my fair share of doors. Here's a good example. One night, I received a 911 call from a party, from a house that was beyond a long driveway with a gate. And the 911 call was just a simple hang-up. And people stopped myself and my partner at the gate. I mean, this party had, I don't know, maybe 100, 200 people there, and they said we couldn't come on the property.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically told them, too bad. If a 911 call is placed and there's a 911 hang-up, the police have every right under the current legal system to enter private property to investigate. In this particular situation, we entered the residence and we checked every bedroom of the house, and the justification from the police side would be, hey, we don't know if someone is getting sexually assaulted in a bedroom. We don't know what's going on, so it's considered community caretaking. It's not a search for evidence to prosecute someone, although...
So if you run across a bong while you're doing that, what happens?
Absolutely. That's absolutely admissible, because the reason why the police were there in the first place was because they were doing a community caretaking function. Another example, I got a 911 call one night from...
Wait, but point of information before you go on with your next story. So if you're searching somebody's house, you come to the party with 100-plus people, you say, well, we've got to go in, we've got to search. You go in, you find a bong, but it's not in somebody's hands. Do you charge the owner of the home with that? Do you just confiscate it and move along? Do you attempt to ascertain whose it is, try to get somebody to cop to it? What would you do? I mean,
me, many years ago. In that case, I don't think you could make a case against the homeowner for possession of the bong, because there's so many people at the party. It would be, say, okay, prove that it was mine. I mean, there's people coming and going from all different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, the police would just seize it. In this particular, at this particular party, a group of maybe 50 people outside were blocking me and the one other officer from entering the house. They said, you can't go in there. And we basically told them, get the F out of the way, or you're all going to be in some serious trouble when about 50 of us show up. So anything that the police find, as long as where the reason why they're in an area is legitimate, is completely admissible in court. So, I mean... And, you know, we went through the house to every different bedroom, and ultimately it turned out someone was just joking around. But at the same time, yeah, it's real funny. There's a phenomenon called swatting, and it's where people call the police and say there's a hostage situation when there really isn't, at the location of their enemy. And then the police SWAT team shows up and then storms the house. Because they got a report that something amiss was going on there. And that's what's really scary about this stuff, because in this situation where there was two adults, going at consensual sexual activities, the call probably came into the police that a woman is screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And although last night when I called I said it's never good to talk to the police, this is a rare situation where unless you dispel the suspicion that someone's being hurt, the police can absolutely enter. So but you never know precisely what the call is from the police, so it really is a difficult situation. But say, for instance, this poor guy that's going to jail for growing a plant, he came to the door, and he and his female partner came to the door, and they were giggling, and they're like, oh, yeah, someone hurt us. We were having some fun. That could serve as sufficient justification to dispel any suspicion that someone was being hurt. The police still may have entered the residence forcefully, and anything they found inside may be dismissed under the exclusionary rule. But at the same time, the police would not be punished for it, because what they did was in good faith, and they would be entitled to what's called qualified immunity. So... it really, and this presents the problem where if the police want to get into a residence, and all they have to do is have someone call in an anonymous tip that someone's being hurt,
that's
and
crazy.
Then they can store. It is crazy. It is crazy. And there's really
no corroborating evidence. No detective work is necessary. An anonymous phone call comes in, says they've heard blood curdling screams coming from your address. The cops can show up, even if the house is entirely dark, everything's quiet. There's no evidence that there's anything going on. That gives them justification to kick a door in and search the home.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And I'd be very shocked if any police officer would call up to give you a differing opinion on that.
And you're saying that what the homeowner should do in that situation is everybody in the house should come to the front door and tell them that everything's okay, but even that would not necessarily be enough to sway them from coming in and searching?
Do you see what I'm trying to articulate? I mean, it's essentially what a reasonable, quote-unquote, reasonable police officer would believe. If all the police officer knows is that someone is inside and screaming, when they get to the door and they're banging on the door, the police officer could articulate, hey, I don't know if someone was being killed inside and they saw me pull up. And then they, you know, muffled the screams of this person. So I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to kick in the door. And even if someone comes to the door, then the police officer can articulate, well, I don't know if they've got someone chained up downstairs. Mm. You know, I mean, this is the type of situation
so
where...
What do you think? Is it better to, I mean, in that case where the cop is determined to come in, is it better to just not come to the door?
Right. And also, I'd like to, one more question to sort of add to that, Brad, is... How does a person who made a 911 call know that screams came from a certain location? I mean, you know, if you're talking about in town, I've lived as close as 5 feet to my neighbors before. And as a matter of fact, I've lived in an apartment. I've lived no feet from my neighbors.
I suppose they don't, Mark, because all they have to say, it doesn't have to be a surefire thing. They can be completely anonymous. And when you look at the situation, yes, it's an anonymous call. But if we do nothing, someone could be being murdered. The seriousness of the allegation, certainly it would change the whole police response would have to change if, say, for instance, the same 911 call was being made repeatedly to the same address, or if, say, for instance, a community was inundated with 911 calls of anonymous people saying there's screaming coming from an address. You know, eventually it would get to the point where the police would have to do more investigating once they found out that there was, a serious problem with all these calls. But a call alone, when the police come to the house, and, again, this is a tricky situation, I would say never open the door, and my advice is to always never talk to the police. But, I mean, it's really difficult because you don't know why the police are at your door. So, I mean... If you want to, run the gamble of not answering the door, that's one course of action. Or if you want to talk through the door, that could probably be safer.
Man, doesn't seem like either way. If you've got a cop that wants to come in, it doesn't seem like there's much you can do.
There isn't, and it's scary.
Thank you, Brad, as always, for the expertise.
You're welcome.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good luck and safe trip out there. We'll probably hear back from Brad when he gets a little closer to the border on his trip toward Mexico. We'll see what that's like for him. Mm. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you have hair or skin problems, are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...